CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It is the weekend. It's Bloke Talk here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Hope you're well. Thank you very much for tuning in. If it's the weekend or downloading it via the website citytalk.fm. Now, one of the things, and this is not going to be a normal start to Bloke Talk, because last week we said we would do our own version of Mr. and Mrs., the marvellous television programme hosted by the legend Derek Beatty, who I found on the internet is still alive. So we'll talk about, because I thought he was dead. I don't mean to be rude, but I did. I thought he was dead. Derek Beatty is alive and well, and you can hire him to come and do Mr. and Mrs. at your place of work or whatever.
I bet that costs
which
immense.
Is great. The reason we're going to...
And here he is!
Yeah, here's Derek Beatty. The reason we're going to do this now...
Got another DB.
Laura, you're looking a bit nervous.
I am very nervous.
We're going to do this now. Now, we're kind of all a bit of a long day and we sat here trying to work out how to do Mr. and Mrs. on the radio. We think we've nailed it. It might go wrong, but that's the essence of Bloke Talk.
I don't think we've nailed it.
I don't think it's going to remain true to the original format of the show.
Well, we're going to bastardise it, but it'll work for us. So basically, who we got on the blower is Laura's other half. His name is Dave, and Dave is on the blower. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
You're right?
Yeah,
good. Now, listen, thank you for doing this. Now, we've got to be honest with you. We're not entirely sure how this is going to work, so you're part of an experiment. But it was suggested on last week's Bloke Talk that it'd be quite good fun. You're actually nominated by Laura to do Mr. and Mrs. Are you familiar with Mr. and Mrs.?
Oh, God. Yes, sort of. Yeah. Kind of.
It's kind of like questions about the other person in your relationship, and you've got to give answers, but they don't know the answers you've given, and it's kind of like a test as to how well you know each other.
God.
We think we've got this right. So what we're going to do is send Laura out. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Laura, get out of the studio. Close the door behind you. Don't go into any other studio and listen to what Dave is saying. There's an element of trust. In fact, if you go and stand outside the studio window...
We can
and
see you.
Don't move.
That's what
we can see you. Yeah, all right, off you go. She's gone?
She's going now.
Good, all right.
Door shut.
Let's hear the door go. Perfect. How are you, Dave?
Yes, I'm fine.
What's it like before we start, you know, kind of like being in a relationship with Laura? Oh, by the way, Toby's here. Say hello to Toby.
Hello.
Hi,
right.
Toby.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Is it kind of a challenge? Because over the past few Bloke Talks, we've discovered that you make animal noises to each other.
Well, yes, I've heard about this, and so have all my friends, actually, who listen to the show now.
Yeah. Obviously, it's all right. As a true upstanding bloke, Dave, I'm guessing that has nothing to do with you, and you're just playing along, kind of, you know, to do the right thing.
Exactly. To be honest, it's more Laura, and I sort of look at her from across the room, kind of, what are you doing, you know?
What's the best noise? We haven't officially started Mr. and Mrs., but just out of interest, what's the best noise she does?
The best noise she does. Well, she's got quite a variety. I'd say the mouse is quite
the
good.
Mouse. I don't think we've heard the mouse.
We'll have to ask her about that.
Okay. I think you should ask her to do the mouse.
We will. Live. What we're going to do is, because this is a bastardised version of Mr. and Mrs. Okay, we're going to ask you 10 questions. I think we'll do 10. We'll knock them off. Okay. 10 questions about Laura, okay? Right. We're going to get your answers. Then we're going to let you go, because obviously you've got stuff to do. Then we're going to get Laura back in, and we're going to ask her what she thinks you would have said about her, yeah?
Yes.
And then we're going to compare the answers, and that way we've done our version of Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. And just to prove that this show isn't thrown together at a whim as we stagger out of the Carnarvon Castle with 5 minutes to go before we come into the studio, we're going to do Mr. and Mrs., and we've even got the theme music. So, Dave, are you still there?
Welcome to
That's good. All right, so Toby and I are going to split the duty of being Derek Beatty, who's the man who asks the questions for Mr. and Mrs. He still does it on the circuit today. Toby, you're a journalist. You've probably got better shorthand skills than me. You need to jot down Dave's answers, because one of us needs to keep track. All right. So Dave, do you want to go first, Tobe? You go first with one of your questions.
Okay. Which of the seven dwarves would Laura be?
Oh, God. let me have a think.
Yeah.
Probably...
There's only seven of them.
I'd like to say a sneezy one.
Okay, sneezy. My go, all right. How do you know when Laura is angry with you over something? She must do
probably
something.
Probably by her shouting.
Oh, right, okay. Shouting. Oh. All right,
she,
Toby,
she's quite
go.
Scary when she shouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Okay. What is Laura's favourite part of her own body?
Good question.
Her favourite part?
Yeah. Dave, remember, we're on
probably
your side. Right. We won't let you fail here, because you are a fellow geezer. It's all right.
Good,
But don't cock it up, whatever you do.
I can see it splitting up over this,
that's
to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to be the cause of that.
No. It's already happened once. Right, go on then. What's the favourite part of her body?
I'd say her eyes. I'd say she'd say probably her eyes.
Good answer. Well done. If you wanted to get into her good books, what meal would you cook her? Can you cook?
She does like macaroni and cheese.
Okay, macaroni and cheese.
She is a massive fan.
Safe territory, I like that. All right, Toby, you'll go.
Okay, what is Laura's biggest guilty pleasure?
Oh, God. It's got to be chocolate.
Mm.
She loves chocolate.
Safe answer. Tell us one thing we do not know about her.
Well, you know about the animal noises already. One thing you don't know about her.
Yeah.
Let me have a think. It's quite a few things.
Whilst you're pondering, just to let people know, this is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We said last week we would do Mr. and Mrs. We're true to our words. Laura has stepped out of the studio. Dave,
she's
her other half, is on
the
phone.
Hands, by the way.
And we're going to compare answers. We need to know one thing that we don't know about her, Dave.
Something quite embarrassing.
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, she used to have, actually, when she was about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
She used to have her own radio show with her sister, which was the worst thing I've ever heard. I've heard a recording of it, actually. They used to do bulletins, but Laura used to be a big sort of vegetarian and into all the kind of, you know,
that is great. That is fantastic.
So
right.
They used to talk about sort of green issues and things on the radio.
And she used to be a vegetarian.
She did, yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we know that. She's talked about
14, 15 years. And
brilliant.
Then she had a, I think it was a garlic Kiev one
to
day.
To break.
And,
of all the things. Choose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Used to do
her
own radio show. I love that. And you've heard the tapes?
I have, yes.
You haven't got a copy anywhere, have you?
I think we've got to get a copy of that.
Probably dig them out. You'd need, ask her sister, Roz, if you can get a hold of her.
We'll do that.
If you were upset, Dave, what would Laura do to cheer you up?
Careful.
This is a family show, isn't it?
Well, kind of. And if you want to suggest something, please use words that aren't too graphic.
She'd probably, I don't know, she does tend to dominate the TV a bit.
Right.
She sort of, you know, she likes the reality TV shows and things and won't really let me watch what I want to watch.
So she'd give you
control of the remote, maybe?
Exactly, yeah. Let me put the footy on for once, you know.
Dave, you're doing very well. Only a few more here. If Laura had to do an impression of a famous person, who would they do?
If Laura had to do an impression of a famous person?
Yeah. Do you reckon there's someone she can take off? Is there someone you know that she can do a reasonable, good impression of?
She's quite good at accents.
Okay.
Laura.
Should we just accept accent as our answer?
Yeah, she's good at accents. You know, she'd probably do a good Gordon Brown. I've heard her do a good Scottish accent.
All right, that'll do. Okay. All right, Tobes, you're going.
Okay, my final question for you is that how old was Laura when she had her first kiss? And for an extra point, who was it with?
I can't answer that. Last week with me.
No.
No, hold on. God. I know it was... I'm going to have to guess this, because I honestly don't know.
Okay. Go on, have a guess.
I'd say she's probably 13. And I don't know who it was.
I have no idea who we are. Okay. Fair enough.
Final question is for me. If Laura had to name one of your greatest qualities, what do you think she would say?
Probably my good looks, my sense of humour.
Blimey.
Modest.
You're not full of yourself or anything, are you?
No, not at all. No. Hold on. One of my good qualities.
Are you honest, Dave?
Yeah, I am quite honest. I'm quite laid back.
Okay.
Laid back.
Laid back. I think that's a good quality. Okay. All right. I think that's it, Tobe, isn't it?
I think so.
We've done the 10 questions. Dave, we'll let you get back to your activity. And thank you for joining us on Mr. and Mrs. So that's Dave, Laura's other half.
Love.
So we've done. Did you not jot the answers down, Tobe?
I've got the answers
okay.
written down here.
We ought to let Laura back in. If Jonathan, the producer, can do that, we'll get Laura back in. And she's coming back into the studio. If you're wondering what the hell's going on, that's a good question. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's Bloke Talk. And we've just done our own version of Mr. and Mrs. because we said last week we'd do it. And we're true to our word. The bloke you just heard on the phone is Dave, who's Laura's other half. And we've given him 10 questions, which Toby and I have devised. We've jotted down the answers. And what we're going to do, not just yet, we're going to tease and tantalise. We'll come back in the next part of the show and we'll actually go through the questions and the answers and find out how well Dave knows Laura, which is
well.
Good. We haven't really kind of like, you know, really sort of like got into the, said hello yet this week. You know, everyone all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Because we had to get Dave on the phone because he's a busy man. Everyone
Laura's
good...
calmed down a bit. Now he's gone.
Yeah, Dave's gone. He's a nice fellow, your man, isn't he?
He is.
He's all right.
He revealed the odd thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something actually, yeah. He's modest, isn't he?
Are you joking?
So what we're going to do, we'll go through the 10 questions and we'll ask... I've got this right. Oh, you spent hours trying to work out how to do this on the radio.
We're now going to find out how well Dave knows Laura.
That's right. But we'll ask Laura what she thinks he would have said, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll do that in the next chunk of the show. Also, what we need to do is talk about the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, because it is on Facebook, and I believe over the last 7 days, people have been contributing to it. Because last week's show caused much mirth and merriment.
Mm, it certainly did.
Particularly the killer chat-up line, which I came to work on Monday morning, and most people, even people who I work with, who I consider to be quite boring, came up to me and said, that was just made me laugh.
I've had a good few people say it.
Which was good, and some stuff's been on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, hasn't it, on the webpage. Mm-hmm. What have they been saying? Anything?
There was one particular lady who said she hadn't heard anything so funny in ages, basically.
Oh.
Which I was quite glad with, because I thought that maybe it was just us lot that found it funny.
Should we remind people what that famous chat
was? Well, let's just put it into context. If you didn't hear last week's show, you can download it from the website. Basically, we had this book, which is The Lies That Men Tell.
It was called I Love Babies, wasn't
it? I Love Babies, and the Other Lies That Men Tell. And we thought we'd put them to kind of like... we'd put them to Laura as kind of like...
Laura, did
but,
I not?
But in typical Bloke Talk style, what we did is we created various scenarios and stuff, and we had a pub, didn't we? We had a bar, we had a nightclub and stuff.
And then we had a hospital waiting room.
Forgot about that.
Which was also interesting.
But the thing that I thought was quite entertaining, and I've got to be honest with you, because we did find some bottled Tizer upstairs. I thought maybe we'd all collectively had a sniff of the barmaid's apron, and actually it wasn't that amusing. It's just... we'd had a few glasses of Tizer. But actually, on hindsight, it was quite a killer... line.
You know, we're never going to reach those heights again, are we?
Yeah, we are. We can.
We may as well give up now.
If we keep reaching for those stars, we'll hit them.
Or maybe I should bring the book back in next week.
I think there's some interesting stuff. What was the killer one again?
The killer line was while I was chatting up Laura, and I said to her, "Do you know, young lady, that I don't mind it if my girlfriend doesn't shave?"
That's great. Still works. So, anything else on the Bloke Talk Appreciation page? Or is it just a little bit of kind of merriment regarding?
Craig, who set up the group in the first place, he wrote a message. His wife is heavily pregnant at the moment.
Oh, congratulations.
They haven't had the baby yet.
Right.
So, good luck to you, Craig, if you're listening.
Listen, if you're on Facebook, if you type in Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, we didn't set it up. Craig and West Derby did. Hello, Craig. Thank you for doing that. And if you want to get involved in the show, add some comments and stuff, Facebook, Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, or write on the wall and you'll get a mention on the show. So we're going to come back in a few moments' time because we also need to go through Dave's answers and find out how well Dave knows Laura. And also, because it was my job to this week, provide the weird food.
Oh, well done,
DB.
And
I've got weird food.
Or,
so you can hear it here. What I will say is...
I'm slightly concerned about what's in the bottom.
I'm starving. I would literally eat anything.
It's both products are in tins.
Right.
And
we've got a tin opener.
No, it's Chinese. They thought of everything. There's little ring pull on there. It's great. And it came from a Chinese supermarket of my acquaintance.
Mm.
Wow.
And I spent much time pondering.
Did they do a special offer because it's for the Bloke Talk show?
Well, I don't speak Chinese, I didn't ask. But my point is this. I spent much time pondering over exactly which kind of slightly strange food to bring in.
Oh, it's not something to skip. This isn't like a Bush Tucker trial.
You won't be disappointed with my choice. So we'll come back and do all of that in a few moments' time. It's Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk. Hello, I'm Duncan. Toby's here. Laura's here as well. She's the female part of the Bloke Talk trio, offering a female perspective on all things blokey. Thank you for tuning in this weekend or downloading it via the website. We have some unfinished business from earlier in the show, which is we're playing our own version of Mr. and Mrs. So what we did is we said Laura out of the room. Out of the studio, the room. What an offensive way of describing these hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of equipment. Laura went out of the studio. Dave was on the phone. Toby and I put 10 questions to him. We jotted down the answers.
Because you all have written really hard questions.
No, it was good.
It won't just be what's your favourite colour. It'll be like something obscure. I'm just worried about
this. What we're going to do is we're going to tell you the question we asked Dave, okay? Right. You need to then give us an indication of how you think he answered, and then we'll kind of score.
Well, she needs to tell us what the answer is.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
She needs to and tell us what the answer is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he won't score as well on me as I would.
Well, anyway,
thought.
That's what we're doing. Now. It's too late.
Doing it this way.
Who started, Toe? Was it you or I?
I started.
Go on, what was the
I?
First question?
Our first question to you, Laura, is which is your favourite Seven Dwarf?
Yeah.
That's such a stupid question. come on.
Look, it's like today's GCSEs. It's multiple choice. You've only got seven to choose from. What do you reckon he said?
What's the truth? What is the answer? We need to know what he...
And my favourite is probably... That's a stupid...
Come on.
I don't have one. Do you have
everyone
one?
Has a favourite dwarf. Got, yeah.
Oh, my
Mine's
favourite
dopey.
Is Sneezy.
Hooray! That's what he gets.
See, so you got 1 point.
Right.
Okay. I asked Dave, how do you know when Laura is angry with you over something? What one thing does she do? What's the key thing that you know that you're in
what
trouble?
Do you do when you're angry?
Yeah.
Well, I shout at him.
That is two out of two.
Oh, this relationship.
That's exactly
going.
What he says.
All right, okay, Toby, your question.
I don't stay quiet. I always have a go at
my next question.
I flare up.
Was what is your favourite part of your own body?
I think he will have said eyes. And I would say eyes as well.
Oh.
Three out of three?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. This is not going the way we wanted
this
it to.
This is already a good score.
Okay.
We get no more right.
I said to Dave, Laura, if you wanted to get into Laura's good books, what meal would you cook her? He gave quite quickly a definitive answer. He said, yeah, I know
right,
what I'd do.
It would be something with cheese in it, without a doubt, because cheese is my favourite food. Probably something pastry. Like a pasta with a cheesy type sauce of some kind.
Shall we leave it at that?
Maybe with vegetables and then cheese grated on top of
Let's
it. Or
just
cheese.
Leave it. Let's
it
just...
would have to be cheese, involved cheese and
she's,
pasta.
She's got it right, hasn't she, really?
Have I got it right?
Macaroni cheese, he said.
Oh, yes.
I think that's right. We've
cheese
got to give
and
her
pasta,
that.
Come yeah. on.
Yeah. Give her
four,
that.
Four out of four.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love macaroni cheese.
My next question was, what is your biggest guilty pleasure? Again, he came up with an answer pretty quickly.
Instantly.
On this one.
Cheese?
No.
What is it?
He said chocolate.
I hate chocolate. I don't even eat hardly any chocolate.
Oh, that's interesting because he was straight in there with chocolate.
Just
so
chocolate.
Now, next time he's in your bad books, you know, never mind a tray of dairy milk. He might as well just turn out with a bit of Pilgrim's Choice and be done with it.
He knows I'm much more likely to eat cheese than
chocolate.
Well,
no, he doesn't because he said chocolate.
Did he?
Anyway, four out of five is still a good score so far.
Right. Okay. This is my favourite one.
This is I love this. Okay, this makes this week's Bloke Talk so worthwhile for so many reasons.
And next week's, hopefully.
Yeah. What's your sister's name?
Roz.
Roz.
Yeah.
Tell us one thing that we do not know about Laura. And he came, he went, do you know this? Because that's quite a broad question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he said, there's something you don't know about Laura. This is what she used to do when she was a lot younger.
So something to do with me and my sister.
How long have you known Dave for, just out of interest?
Coming up to 3 years.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Does he not know my sister's name or something?
No, he knew your sister's name. No, he certainly did. He said we need to...
Me and my sister did loads of embarrassing things
did
when
you?
We were young. Could Go it be on. The girl band that we formed?
You started a girl band! We got a recording of a girl band.
What was the name of the girl band?
Sizz.
Sizz. And what did Sizz do?
Sang environmental songs.
And did you do any gigs or anything?
No, we just made albums, but it's clearly not that.
No,
it?
It's not that, no, but it's quite illuminating.
Well, except for the fact that we've now got a sick.
Not a million miles away from Sizz. Same theme, same kind of genre.
Come possibly on, would have helped you develop the career that you've ended up having.
Radio shows? No, I don't know.
Tell us about your radio shows.
I don't know. Go on.
Dave told us that you and your sister Roz used to do little bedroom radio shows.
Oh. With green issues and news bulletins.
Environmental issues.
And that he's in fact heard the recordings.
Yeah, and we're going to get hold of them.
We are.
And we're going to stick them on Bloke Talk.
It was more the girl band with the environmental issues.
Well,
I think I should get half a point for that.
No, I don't know, Toe. What do you
reckon?
Yeah,
I said environmental issues.
Look, just because you've embarrassed yourself twice now, it doesn't mean you get half a point.
He's actually wrong, because the environmental issues came in the girl
it's not
band.
Our problem. You've got communication
radio tapes
issues in your relationship. So what's the move on? 4 out of 6?
Yeah, pretty good so far still. Right, my next question was, if he was upset, what would you do to cheer him up?
Go on, do that again.
If Dave was upset, what does he think you would do to cheer him up?
I think we should give Laura a clue here, because that's quite broad. He said that as a result of something that you do constantly, as to cheer him up, you might let him do it instead. So
yes.
That's fair, isn't it? Yeah. Got to be honest with you, not totally surprised.
No.
Same in my house.
Hang on. I might let him do this thing.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
I don't just...
Not sure.
A little gesture if he was having a bad day.
What would you do if he was upset?
Probably hug him.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
he didn't say that.
No, he didn't. No. He said that you might give him control of the remote and put the footy on rather than Big Brother.
That's such a lie. That's not.
He also did warn us at this point that this questionnaire might split you two up.
My next question was this. Okay,
that's just not even true. We never.
If Laura had to do an impression of a famous person, who would they do, or what would they do?
If I had to do one,
yeah, go on, because he didn't give a specific person to be.
He did in the end.
Probably a politician.
Yes.
I used to do Tony Blair.
Okay.
I've started doing Gordon Brown last week.
How did Tony Blair go?
No, I'm not doing them on the radio.
Oh, come on.
No.
I have to
remember it for later. I'll do it in the third part of the show.
Yeah.
Because I need to get back into the swing of it.
Yeah.
But since last week, meeting Gordon Brown, I've been doing that.
Okay.
Would mention that.
Yeah. How does Gordon Brown go?
No, I'm not doing it. I don't want to disrespect him because I love him now.
You don't have to disrespect him.
Your man did say Gordon Brown.
He did.
He went accent Scottish Gordon Brown was his answer.
Well,
so
I do like doing a Scottish accent.
Tobe, your go.
Okay, my next and final question was, how old was Laura when she had her first kiss and who was it with?
Oh, he's no idea.
For a bonus point.
He didn't have an idea. He was offered a bonus point if he knew who it was with.
Yeah,
I've never told him that.
So how old were you?
The actual answer is 13, I think.
Right, and who was it with?
A boy called Adam Bellinger.
Bellinger.
Well, I tell you what, he doesn't get his bonus, but he got the age right.
Yeah.
Did he? Well, he just guessed.
It was a guess. He did say it was a guess, but hey.
And the final, this is just the last one, isn't it, Tobe? It's mine.
Yeah.
If you had to name one of... if Laura had to name one of your greatest qualities, what do you think they would say? This is what we asked.
What do you think is Dave's greatest quality?
Yeah, yeah. He's a modest man, you fella. But we nailed him down eventually.
There is loads of things.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he just has a laugh with everyone and gets on well with everyone and he doesn't get stressed out, really. Laid back. Yeah. Is that what he said? Laid back?
Well, after he said he's good looking and he's got
a good sense of humour, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
He did come out with laid back.
So what do you make that out of 10? I made that, was that 7?
I made that 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Yes. Extraordinary result.
Dave's done well on the Bloke Talk version.
Would you really have done better than that?
I don't think I would.
Mr. and Mrs. That's been interesting. That's been illuminating.
I'm very pleased with him. I'm astounded. I think that's an incredible result.
Just out of interest,
I don't think me and Pee-Pee would get that. Yet.
By the way, how is Pee-Pee, your girlfriend?
Fine.
Yeah. I was going to ask you this question before we started talking to Dave and doing Mr. and Mrs. Proper on Bloke Talk here on the Voice of Liverpool City Talk 105.9. We talked about your animal noises.
I thought you were going to ask him a question
and
about that.
For those who don't know, Laura and Dave communicate sometimes using animal noises.
No, it's not animal noises. I've set you straight on this so many times.
Well, what is it then?
We pretend to be animals.
Oh, sorry.
As in the animals take on a persona.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what did I ask him, Tim? Did I ask him?
It's
you asked
very
him which she was best at.
Yeah. For a bonus point, to take your score from 7 up to 8 out of 10, we asked Dave, not officially.
What? Go on. Which I'm best
which
at.
Which you're best at?
Monkey.
Nah.
No.
What?
No. No, not the monkey.
Well, it's either lion or monkey.
No, again.
I've no idea.
You've actually gone down to 5.
Mouse?
Yes, he said mouse. So can we hear a mouse, please?
No. No, come on. I'm
come
a
on, Gordon Brown or mouse?
Yeah. We'll get one or the other in the third part of the show. So, well, you know, 7 out of 10 is a good score, isn't it? That's a healthy score.
Very impressed.
That's very
next
good.
Week, you and Mrs. Barnes.
Well, I've asked Mrs. B and her immediate reaction was no.
Yeah.
Well, I'll work on her.
Persuade her.
I'll persuade her.
Yeah,
the
sure
key,
you
the
can
key
persuade
is probably
her.
To hijack her. Now, we still need to come back. There's other stuff we need to do. I want to talk about women's magazines.
Okay.
Because what I don't understand is, Laura, do you actually get any female magazines? The big glossy mag. I'm not talking about Heat. I'm talking about the big, the monthly, you know, Cosmos
I
and stuff like that.
I tend to only buy them if I'm going on a long journey. That'll be the only time, because they're quite expensive, those
They
magazines.
Are expensive. Who buys them?
Kind of women in their 20s and 30s who earn a decent wage, like to think of themselves as quite stylish.
And do women actually read them, or do they just flick through and look at the pictures in the adverts? Because I was in Liverpool.
Do you know what?
One.
There's a lot of adverts in those magazines.
I was in Liverpool one during the week, and I was in Smith's, and I was waiting, and there was a queue that went on for literally weeks.
You don't need to make excuses, Duncan, if you're looking at women's magazines.
I wasn't. I was watching the people who were buying magazines. And I just looked at the sheer amount of magazines that come out on a monthly basis, about the size of a breeze block, that are aimed at females. And then, obviously, there are some blokes' magazines, but they're very, you know, you've got your FHM and you've got your Fronts and you've got stuff like that and you're a Squire.
Does Front
and Men's
still
Health,
exist? Though. Nuts.
The choice for women's magazines is massive. It's absolutely massive.
Yeah.
And I can't believe there's a massive market for it. I can't believe
there are...
But who reads? What was the last one you read?
Well, I read the real-life magazines.
Well, like Bella and that, Chat.
And don't you enter a lot of, don't you enter a lot of their competitions?
Yes, because it keeps my brain healthy.
Laura enters all these competitions for prizes. You
Do
know?
You
Did
win?
You know about this?
Sometimes, yeah.
What have you won?
Cash prizes.
That's all right, isn't it?
250 quid.
I used to work with a journalist who used to spend a lot of his time writing the letters to kind of, like, you know, they have a best letter section.
Mm.
Not in the glossy female magazines I'm talking about, because I'm just amazed by those. I just couldn't work out who buys them because there's so many of them. But this guy used to write letters to try and get the letter of the week prize. To sort of like your Bellas and your Chats and your Primas and stuff. He also used to write short stories under a female pen name. He used to clear up.
Mm.
You know, he used to make a couple of hundred quid a month as his little sideline of, like, you know, little letters of the week and picking
Brilliant.
Up 15 quid and writing these, like, romantic ditties about the postman came knocking, I went down the stairs and answered the door in my nightie. Oh, he gave me a delivery. All of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He used to make a fortune out of it. I couldn't believe it. Which then makes me wonder whether or not anything you read, and we're going off a little bit off topic here, but, you know, the weekly real life magazines, whether or not they are genuinely real story. Because, you see, most of the females of my acquaintance would never do that anyway. And I think that's quite
exactly.
a good... You know, so it's, and it's only a man who's going to write a kind of course like... Oh, actually, I can't say what I want to say on this radio show. But, you know, only a man could come with a kind of like, my boyfriend... oversatisfies me in the bedroom department. You know, it's only a man who could pen that kind of stuff. Wouldn't be a woman, would it?
Oversatisfies me.
I was trying to find a use of words and language that I could use on this radio show. Otherwise...
It's still going to get cut out,
I reckon. It's inoffensive. So we need to come back in a few moments' time. Shall I reveal what's in my bag? This is
Go
my
on.
Bag.
Yeah. Oh, it's like Ready, Steady, Cut, this.
It is, actually.
We're not going to mix them together, I hope.
Green peppers.
Last week on Bloke Talk, someone suggested we should do the weird food kind of sampling. Not weird, but stuff is a little bit different, okay?
Yeah.
And it was suggested, I volunteered, I said, for this week, I'll bring it in. Who's going to do it next week?
Shall I do it next week?
You're going to do it next week?
I'll do it.
All right, I've got it's in my bag here. What I'm going to do, first of all, I have a can. I have a can. And this can has a ring pull top. And
while you're
made,
shaking it around, it's
made,
getting fizzier and fizzier.
It's made by, how do you pronounce that?
Foco.
That's,
I think
the,
is probably
that's the name of
the
brand.
The best way of putting it.
And it's called the Pennywort Drink.
Oh, my God.
Made of warts.
Bebidi of the Pennywort.
Do you actually know what it is?
No, I've absolutely no idea. That's why I bought it.
I'm
so,
not drinking
like,
that.
Yeah, why not? You, it's part of the deal.
Has it got warts in it?
Has it got warts in it?
It looks like
it's a herbal drink. When I bought it, the woman behind the counter said, have you ever tried this before? And I said no. And she went...
It contains 40% juice.
Yeah, it's a herbal extract. It's very big.
140 calories.
It's a herbal extract. It's very big in China. Don't shake it because we've got to open that in a second. Do you want to look at my second?
I think we need to say where it's from. It's from Thailand.
Oh, is it? I thought it was from China. Go on, have a tin here.
Oh, God, is that
sardines?
It's got
sardines? A little ring pull. Okay.
Is it fish?
I hope it's not a sardine.
What's that? I can't see it.
It's like a sardine tin, except it's got
fish.
A smiley Chinese lady on there.
Oh, yeah.
She looks quite interesting. Do you want to have a look at that, Laura? Do you want to have a look? Pass it over.
I can't see it because my eyes aren't very good.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to come back in a few moments' time. We're going to try them. We're going to try the wort drink. And also,
that.
You can eat that. No. That's ready to eat from
eat
the tin.
That.
Why can't you eat it?
That's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
Foul.
You like seafood?
I don't really
either.
Well, you didn't set any criteria, so we'll come back in a few moments' time. It's Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing.
So far on Bloke Talk, we've done our own bastardised version of Mr and Mrs. Laura scored 7 out of 10 with her fella Dave, which is good. We also talked about women's magazines, and Toby's got something he wants to talk about. But also, we must do... you guys, you wanted to do this, you suggested it, so I'm not having people shirking out on me now.
I said don't get animal-type stuff, get vegetables.
Well, they're boring vegetables. I mean, it's strange food, OK?
I don't eat fish.
We're going to have to. For this week, I've had some calls in during the week from people.
You did say that you were really hungry and would eat anything. In fairness,
yeah, you're not harking back to your radio shows on vegetarian FM.
That's raw, like raw.
That's not. It's not raw. It's cooked. I checked with the Chinese lady in the shop.
I'm not keen either.
All right. So let's start with the drink first. So Tob, open up the drink. Do it away from the expensive studio equipment. And this is the drink I bought from the Chinese food emporium. Okay, some great stuff in there. Do you want to put out a... What's it say on the front?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? These people drink this
sure
in China.
Smell like a drink. That smells like
and Thailand all of the time. What's it say on the front, Tom?
Ipecac or whatever it is.
What's it say on the front?
It says pennywort drink.
It's a herbal drink.
De it smells pennywort. Like
now,
muds.
The woman in like the Chinese muds. Food shop, do you know what she said to me? She said, as well as going... All right, pour some out. As well as going, she also said it's good for fighting colds, apparently. So I want you to pour out 4 measures, because Jonathan, the producer, is going to have some as well.
I'm doing it sort of shot size.
Okay, and...
That is muddy water, that's
what we started this new thing on Bloke Talk each week. We're going to take on the responsibility of bringing in different kinds of food and drink. There you are, Jonathan, get your... does look muddy, actually, doesn't it? Oh. Got that. Okay, oh. And...
What does it look like? What colour?
That is particularly pungent, isn't it?
I can't drink it.
What's the matter with you? You won't be sick.
I've got my cola.
It's a carrier pack.
A sip each is all we have to do. Are we ready?
That is... How would you smell that? It actually smells a bit mouldy, doesn't it?
I think it smells like... Well, it's probably been on those shelves for about 10 years.
No, it's not.
What
it's
is the cell?
They had stacks of the stuff. This stuff is...
I'm not surprised they had stacks of it.
And what was that woman's reaction when you bought some?
Well, she was like, oh. Did
she said it's quite strong.
Deal? Buy one, get 12 free.
Okay, so... actually, if you hold that up to the light, you can't see through it, can you?
Best before end of April 2010. No. It is fresh.
So it's made by Foco.
Do we have to down the whole shop?
No.
It's the pennywort drink.
Just sip it.
Okay. Have you just sipped some?
That is some...
Oh, I really don't want to drink it. I'm really scared.
Oh, you big girl. Come on.
Oh, it tastes better than it smells, actually.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Toby? Down in one?
It's slightly sweet. No. I didn't say
oh,
it was...
that's disgusting.
It's slightly sweet.
No way.
It's slightly sort of sweet It's better than it smells, isn't it? It is better to taste.
Look, this is big in China and Thailand.
Well, I tell
you
what,
says cat and dog.
Can I just
food,
say but... the idea of this feature was so that we could try delicacies from around the world, exotic delicacies that were actually nice.
We don't know that it's nice. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Oh, that's
I can't
horrible.
Quite like that.
Duncan downing it.
Toby, please bring in something nice next week.
Right. So that's the what are we going to do with that? The pennywort drink.
I think it's going to go home with you. You seem to like it more than the rest of us.
Yeah, Duncan, you seem to love it.
Even Jonathan's not looking that healthy.
Jonathan's looking ill.
He's finished his. Oh. Jonathan's finished his.
Well done, Jonathan.
You've got to have an open mind about stuff.
We now have.
Now. This is this is
I'm more upset.
This
about
is the
this.
Food. Now this is you can eat this from the tin, okay? Oh. Toby, Laura, would you like to open it?
Oh no.
Make sure people can hear it being opened.
Right,
it's a ring pull. It's about the size of a mackerel tin, a sardine tin.
The product is canned roast squid, and from the picture it looks like it's gonna be proper little octopuses.
Even Jonathan's a bit horrified as well at that.
What's the matter with you?
Look at it.
Look careful, your Coke is about to fly all over this studio. What's the matter with you?
Look at it, it's horrible.
Tom, have a look at that.
No, I'm not.
Smells of dog food.
All right, let's just...
That's made me wretch to smell. I can't do it. I'm not
here. Let's... this is going to... this is radio. It actually, from a... you too. From a... what's the word I'm looking for when you look at something?
Horrendous.
Aesthetically. Aesthetically, it is not remotely pleasing. It actually looks like it's still alive.
Oh,
and,
no.
Actually, it makes me feel quite ill looking at that.
We're not eating that.
What's the matter with you?
Duncan has to eat it. Well, this is food.
I stuck his finger in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can't eat it now.
Now, I thought this had the shell taken off it, but it appears that they're... Touch it, can't
No.
I actually am a little...
Making me feel sick looking at
is
it.
Is that
just
actually
put it away.
It's got a shell on
put
it.
Put it away.
It's a squid.
Look, come on, look.
No.
Just give. Try the finger.
I've already looked.
Can you see the tentacles?
For God's sake, don't knock anything over. Like, that bit, there, touch that bit there. It's hard. Touch that. I say that to all the girls.
No, not.
Let's, I don't know. No,
you've got to go.
Well,
for
I've
it.
Got to find a bit I can
it's
eat.
Your
so
own
I don't,
fault.
Well, it's not my own fault.
You haven't even got a fork. This is barbaric.
Would you like to come
even
and meet my mother?
Even watching you eat this is going to be. Oh, he's licking it.
Come on, put it in your mouth. Don't put it back in. You've got to eat it.
Okay, I'm going to try.
You've got to go with it. Oh, he's done it.
It's stinking the whole studio out this.
He's not impressed.
Oh, it stinks. Please just throw it out the door.
Those who can do, those who can't sit in the corner and quiver.
Yeah, but you didn't put your hand in a hot oven.
I would have burnt my finger. Right.
Can I please take that outside?
I'll be honest with you.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is quite chewy. I'm very disappointed. By the fact that you've got no balls to try some of this delicious Chinese food that I bought him.
So you don't mean you're disappointed by the taste?
Ugh.
Unless you want someone being sick live on the radio, I just can't eat that. I cannot eat that.
Well, I've kept my side of the bargain.
Is that, are you getting that bag ready to be sick?
Is that your dinner then? You're going to go home and eat the rest of that squid?
And get a curry on the way there, right? There you go. I'll put it in the seal. We can't leave it in the street. Mind you. Who don't we like on City Talk? We could just put it in the... No, that'd
put
be
it in their locker.
Well, I've done it. So whose turn is it for next week?
I'll get the food
please
next week.
Bring something nice, David.
I'm
please
quite a fussy
there
eater.
Plenty of in Chinese fairness, people
I'm,
who get off on pennywort drink and roasted
don't
squid.
Duncan,
I think
you smell, Duncan. I'm staying over this
really,
side of the studio.
They have really tricked you there by making you buy that disgusting
no, they didn't
stuff.
Make
how
me,
much
I didn't...
did you spend on those two combined?
About £1.80.
Yeah, that's about £6 too much.
So, well, I'm a little bit disappointed. Who's doing it next week?
I'll do it next week.
Okay, what are you going to bring in? Do you know?
No,
where are you going to go?
I've not thought about it. No. Will you tell me where you went so I don't have to go there?
I feel a bit queasy now. And I had a couple of calls during the week from people who knew we were going to do this. A couple,
right.
couple of listeners.
Oh, they had some ideas.
One who, in particular, he always asks his mates when he goes on holiday. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, no!
When he goes on holiday,
no.
his mates go on holiday, they ask, they bring something back from around the world. And he said he's quite happy to come in and share some of the things that he's been given over the past year from all of his mates
fantastic.
Who go around the world. So we could do that, but I think you guys have got to keep your side of the bargain.
All right, I'll do it. I'll be here next week. Is the agreement a drink and some food?
Well, whatever you want.
Okay. Just two items.
Two items. All right, we'll go with it. Okay.
Something
Hello,
nice,
Bloke
please.
Talk. It's the weekend, or it's or if you're listening to this little download, thank you. It's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Someone else needs to do some talking because my stomach's beginning to just gurgle a little
Would
bit.
Would you like me to do some talking?
What you got there, Tobe?
Right. Now, this is something that was sent to me by a friend of mine who has been listening.
Go on.
He's going green.
Who has been listening to Bloke Talk now on a weekly basis for a very long time, but didn't know what any of us looked like, and only recently went to the website, citytalk.fm, to have a look, and was very shocked by what he saw when he saw Laura. And and that wasn't because she was wearing a moustache.
Yeah, we should just
he didn't realise I had facial hair.
That if you go to the website, all three of us are wearing moustaches. Yes. We're not being rude about Laura's inability to shave her upper lip. There are pictures of everyone with moustaches. Yeah. So what did you make?
So he sent me a little message and he says, I was just pootling around on the Bloke Talk website and saw the picture of Laura. He says, admittedly, she does have a moustache, which does obscure her slightly and cloud my judgment. But even so, she's completely not like my mental picture I had of her. So he had something predisposed in his mind.
That's interesting.
And he says to me, you know when you listen to something on the radio
yeah.
and it's people you've never seen in real life, you give them sort of features in your head and you sort of know what they look like a bit. Okay, so
have I shattered all his illusions?
I don't want to... Go on, because there's something I need to say.
He said, I had Laura down as a sort of... Don't take this offensively, he doesn't mean it this way. A blonde bimbo-esque figure, and he said brackets, purely in figure, not casting any aspersions on her brains. Definitely blonde and with all pointy limbs. I tell you who I had in mind.
Pointy
basically,
limbs.
Lauren Laverne with a different face.
I hate the fact that I come across as a blonde.
He says, knowing my slight problem with being a touch indelicate, he says, I'm going to have to be very careful here, but Laura's voice doesn't seem to match her. Maybe you won't agree because presumably you met her for the first time face to face, and for you her voice matches, but it's confused me a little.
Who is this guy?
Has this bloke got a girlfriend?
Since then, I've spoken with him.
Has he got a girlfriend?
I've asked him to send a picture of what he imagined.
Answer my question before you reveal the picture. Has he got a girlfriend?
Not currently, no.
Thought not. Right. My thought is this. We do it all the time. Before I worked in radio, I had a job. I used to talk with someone who was based in Coventry. And I used to speak to almost on a daily basis.
Why are you fiddling with that bag?
Because I'm desperately trying to get rid of the stench by sealing the roasted squid up.
You've done about 10 knots in that bag.
This woman by the name of Paulette, and I spoke to her virtually every day for about 9 months. This was before the interweb was invented. And I built up this mental picture of what she looked like. She had a fantastic, sexy voice. Really horny as a voice. And you build up mental pictures because that's what you do. And I don't know if it's built on kind of like prejudice or fantasy or whatever. And when I met this woman, she was a lovely woman, but it was a total polar opposite of the mental image that I'd built up. I was thinking 6'4", leggy, brunette. Turned out to be 4'11", with a black bob.
I have to say that
Do you know what? You guys have been really sexist. I'm getting quite annoyed at this bit.
I once went on a date with somebody who I'd been speaking to on the phone for a few months. Basically, I worked for a credit card company and she worked sort of doing different things in a different area of the country doing credit card stuff. But it was close enough. I was in Manchester and she was in Sheffield at the time.
Yeah.
So it was close enough and we chatted lots and eventually we swapped numbers and started texting a bit. And eventually we agreed to go on a date. And again, I had quite high hopes and went over to Sheffield to see her. And it's fair to say my high hopes were shattered in a similar way.
Yeah, well, maybe her high hopes were shattered as well, Toby.
What,
have you ever thought about it?
A chance.
I can't believe what you guys are saying.
Do you want to smell my squid?
And do you know what, as well?
and you chat online.
Give me that piece of paper.
What's the picture that this
No, I've got a picture of what he thinks that Laura looks like.
So basically,
show it to you first.
Basically, he was hoping that I was some
hoping.
Well, he clearly was hoping because he.
Don't say basically. That's a horrible word.
Basically,
yeah.
I always say that.
Yeah, that's what people.
Shall I show you the picture of what he thinks Laura looks like? I'm not going to let you touch it because you'll make a smell of fish.
My fingers smell of squid. I'm
going to
walk down the street
reason.
Later. They're going to be cats chasing after me. Let's have a look.
You smell of fish, not even for a good reason. That's what he
thinks. What Laura looks like in my head. What's the matter with this bloke? What's his name?
His name's Stuart.
Stuart, if you're listening, I'm worried.
Would you like to see what he thought you looked like?
I mean, what is quite interesting about this is he's actually done... he's done little pointy arrows.
Shall we show Laura? Seeing as this is about her.
Yeah, I'm just
having
a look
at... I tell you what,
Duncan,
why don't you get rid of that flavour of fish with some Penny Ward drink?
You're not
all
going in my cola.
All I can smell now is roasted squid everywhere I go. Oh, go on. Yeah, it's a nice picture, isn't it? That's nice.
Mystery face.
The picture is a picture of Lauren Laverne, who is quite famous for being
on TV. I can't believe
it. She does a culture show.
And he's then drawn a cartoon yellow smiley face on her face as something else entirely.
It's all right, Laura. Calm down. It's not. Don't shout at him. We know when you get angry, you shout.
I do.
Dave told us.
And, you know, if this wasn't on the radio, I'd probably be swearing by now.
Really? Well, why are you upset? He's apologised.
Basically,
take it as a compliment.
No.
Which he is.
Right.
No. I'm not taking that as a compliment. Basically,
do you not like
his
Lauren
ideal.
Laverne?
No, his ideal image of, in his head is that I would look like a blonde bimbo and be as entertaining as, and as funny as I am on the radio.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, mate, you can't have everything.
No. So what's he got?
The way he's writing that, he's basically saying it was a letdown when he saw me.
No, if there's one thing that... Because you don't know Stuart, but I know him very well. He's actually not into blonde bimbos at all. That's not his type.
Is he into roasted squid?
Why, have you got some there? Don't! It stinks! Stop putting it near... Ah!
You girl.
This is becoming the most surreal show ever. Listen, Stuart, I think you just need to be a bit more... Get with it a bit more if you want to get a girlfriend, basically. That's all I'm going to say to
him.
He just needs to live in the real world, you know, instead of imagining what I'm like. Maybe just get out there and go on a date.
Laura, listen, thank you for taking part in this for Mrs. Your score, 7 out of 10 with your fellow Dave. That is good news. That is good news. I think that is great. Toby, thanks for your mate Stuart and his kind of the time he has on his hands to draw little pictures and diagrams of what he thinks Laura looks like. If you want to get involved in this show, don't forget Facebook is online. It's a social networking site. Go
By
to
the way,
Bloke
we're hiding
Talk.
At the other end.
The Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. Go on there and you can send us a message using the wall on there. Or you can email me. I'm Duncan. It's D-U-N-C-A-N, duncan@citytalk.fm. I'm disappointed. I feel let down. You two have got to redeem yourself next week by at least... finding some food that you can bring in and that you're at least going to have the backbone and balls to consume.
Well, Toby's going to bring in something nice, so we should be all right.
You're
going to bring
in
something nice,
aren't
you?
So, thank you very much indeed. That's the
smells of squid.
Can't tempt you with any more roasted squid.
Go away.
In the tin. Or any more penny wort drink?
No.
All right, listen, thank you very much for listening. This has been Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.